Absolutely. Forgettable Foursome is back as a foursome once again. And we are here to sail the shit seas here on the shit ship. I am your captain. My name is Owen. Along with me are my good friends, Zach, Ty.
What's up?
Hey.
And back from his excursions in the wide world of Utah, Tom's here, everybody.
Hey.
We got mustache Tom.
Oh, baby.
In the house.
In full form.
Full form.
It's maybe the only night you see it, but it's back.
Oh, dude. I strongly suggest at some point, and we will talk about this at length, that we have an event that is
just saying
that we all have to have mustaches for this event. We will, of course, have a mustache contest at the event. And this is going to be happening in the near future. I'm going to say this is going to happen in 2017. You coined the term, I believe, Barilli. The stash bash.
Stash bash.
The stash bash.
Oh, no, stash bash.
It's a hairy situation.
It is a hairy situation.
I'm already working out the branding. It's happening.
So that's something that's, that we can look forward to.
Hold on. What are the requirements of the stash bash?
Hey, man. This is a work in progress.
Okay. Are we just teasing it?
If I were to give it a loose leaf to script, maybe we say, if you're a man, you got to grow it. If you're a woman that can grow it, that's awesome. And if you can't, we'll have fake mustaches for everybody.
Exactly. So we'll be having the stash bash later in the year, just because I feel like if there was a facial hair type that best represented the show, it would have to be the mustache, correct?
I feel like it's the spirit animal of facial hair for our show.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because a stash has many connotations. You know, it could be taken many different ways.
Stash is kind of scummy. We're kind of scummy. Come on.
Scummy, but it could also, you know, the whole pedophile thing. We're not going down that road, right?
No.
Okay. I feel like it's whatever you want it, wherever you want to take it. I like that about the mustache. Yeah. It's universal and it's how it's interpreted, you know? I mean, it's like a dance.
Podcast authorities, therefore we should have mustaches.
And I do feel like mustaches in general do command respect.
Yeah.
Like a good mustache is you can't go up to
it's a very manly affectation.
But it has to be a good mustache.
It absolutely does.
You can't half-ass a stash.
You can't go with the 14-year-old Mexican kid in middle school.
No,
we can't be doing that.
John Waters.
You've got to be able to like shave it off and within, I'd say, 2 weeks have a good mustache. That's also, I think, a prerequisite to a solid mustache. Wouldn't you agree?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, without a doubt.
What is the length of time that is? Is it 2 weeks? Is about right.
Wait, to grow a good mustache?
To sprout one?
Well, for stash bash, you got to allow grooming to like occur. So I'd say
a month, at least
a month.
Mine's been going solid. Mine's been going almost a month and a half. Maybe.
Wow. Stash couch. That's over a there that's looks a pretty good.
Yeah,
dude. And I will say,
Zach and I are holding it down right
dude,
now.
Dude, yeah. Where are you guys at?
We just called.
I shaved mine off. Mine'll be coming back.
Yeah, but
we're the broom flume over here.
I was doing the mustache before any of you fuckers.
Yeah,
so
but you never commit though. You have it for fucking 3 days.
You got to rock it for a solid month.
Because, out of all facial hair, the stash is a commitment, man. It takes work. It's not easy.
No, it isn't. Mine, like yours, like you've always complained about yours, Zach. It's too wild when you get up in the morning.
Yeah, and it takes some serious grooming.
Yeah, mine like kind of just does stick out, and I never really got good at the grooming or just didn't want to.
I'm not either, but I try.
You gotta tame it. You gotta tame it back like a wild bush every once in a while. I ain't gonna lie.
Do you put stuff in your mustache right now?
I gotta
now?
Be honest. Like yours isn't I can't truly be toting the mustache card. This was truly just leftovers from the beard, Tom. From Beard Tom.
Yeah, it's not like you shaved all the way
down.
Because,
I mean, look, all I did was just lose the lower half. It was like Insta-stash.
Insta-stash.
And I rocked it just because it's creepy and...
And you've not got, like, any life requirements right now. You're homeless.
I'm kind of saying. I feel like I should have had this stash a while ago.
Yeah, as soon as your house burned down, you probably should have grew the stash.
I mean, I figured I was going to grow the house. You know, I figure, like, hey, I had the house burned down beard. Now I get the rise like the phoenix mustache.
All right. Now nice. I'm into that. I'm into that.
But it's probably going to have to go away because I have to actually do a job thing.
So. Oh, okay.
And maybe get laid from your girlfriend.
Yeah, like Kat said, it's like the best birth control we've ever had.
She is not a fan, huh?
No, bro. I think it creeps her out. I don't know if she was touched by a man with a mustache earlier in life.
My wife, I mean, she likes both your mustaches.
Dig the stash, bro.
No, my wife's all about stashes and facial hair in general. I guess it's just, you know.
Yeah, man. She likes Babyface Tom, but I mean, come on. Nah. It's overrated.
Oh, Babyface Tom, he's too clean. He's too nice. Yeah. I feel like
the stash adds a whole other, just like a level to my personality.
I was going to say about stashes, too, is when I was a kid. And it didn't matter how old you were. You could be in your 30s, your 40s, you could be in your 20s. But if I saw someone with a mustache, instant authority figure.
This guy means business.
This guy knows what's up.
Yeah.
This guy is a guy that if another human being were to, you know, be harming me as a child, I would go to this person to protect me.
You're a kid of the 80s. I felt they had stature in the 80s. Let me ask, did your dad have a stash?
Dad never had a stash. See, dad was full
growing
beard.
Up most
dad
of my life,
beard.
My dad had a mustache.
Me too.
So I always had this thing when I thought about mustaches, and then it was like my dad had a mustache. Tom Selleck had a mustache. Wade Boggs and Donnie Baseball had a mustache. And it was like, mustaches were king.
Nolan Ryan sticks in my head, didn't he?
He had a cookie duster.
He had one.
All great baseball players had a stash. I mean, baseball owned the mustache. Even it dribbled into basketball.
Celebrated.
I'll tell you what, actually.
Larry Bird? Who? Come on.
Funnily enough, it's you see him in hockey still to this day every once in a while. Because you had the old school hockey guys
Those goons, mullets.
You would probably know better than me the terminology for this.
But rat like, tail?
Because it's a northern thing.
They used
to call it like was it a Wisconsin waterfall? Or something was the nickname.
Wisconsin waterfall.
Yeah. For the hair.
I can't say I recollect that, but if you just made that up, you're fucking.
Yeah, I love that term, man.
Do like it.
And whatever it is, Ty needs to grow it.
And then, the hockey guys would do the mustache, but they would a lot of times go with the more Fu Manchu.
Yeah. Ooh,
little Fu Manchu-er.
You gotta love.
Like the trucker stash.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I'm just saying, man, mustaches were king. I think we're bringing them back in a big way.
We should bring them back. They're a good look. I fully support, and Ono fully supports the mustache, too.
Rock it.
Guys, we are happy, like I said, to have Tom back in studio.
T-Man.
I've missed you guys.
It's
been 2 weeks,
man. Can we say where you were?
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
You worked the gig out in Utah.
In a city
called Park City, Utah.
Little Park City.
You've done this a couple of years in a row now.
Well, this is year two.
And you can all guess if you have any knowledge of the film industry what you were doing. But you were working essentially a high-profile film festival event, shall we say.
Yeah, sure.
And you got to meet quite a lot of celebrities in your travels. We talked last week about you met Mark Hamill. You got your nerd boy fandom on.
Hardcore, yeah.
I saw Ray Romano in your pictures.
Ray Romano was there. Yeah.
Who were some of the highlights?
I saw John Hamm eat shit on Main Street in Park City, and that was probably one of the highlights of my trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he just slipped on the ice?
He walked like up. He like obviously like he came across the street, and I, you know, obviously it's just so funny because they try to all like pretend they're not stars, and you just look at him, you're like,
that's John Hamm. Yeah.
And like all of a sudden John Hamm's walking across. We were waiting for our Uber. And I looked at my friend, I'm like, it's John Hamm. He's walking right toward us right now. And as he went to step up onto the curb, he lost his footing. I have never seen somebody rebound and look so fucking badass.
Nice.
John Hamm stood right up, just kept walking, man.
Rocking a stash?
No, he was rocking like a scarf with like a cabbie hat and some like, you know, probably $500 sunglasses and just being cool as fuck.
I feel like John Hamm, if he wanted to rock a stash, could rock
a fucking stash. He goes like this and it grows.
Yeah. Also, in
general, he would wear a spirit gum mustache.
He could probably.
No one would question it.
I do think that John is a good-looking guy. I got a bit of a man crush on John Hamm.
Do you?
I'm not going to lie.
I'm not too, like, into him, but...
But, you know, if you wouldn't kick him out of bed for eating crackers or whatever.
I'd let him be my big spoon. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. John Hamm, is he does he have that aura about him? Is he just that?
Yeah, like
cool?
we saw him again in a more formal setting, not him falling on his ass on the street, but he did do a carpet and He's very charming, and he knows most of those dudes, they know how to switch it on.
I bet he seems like just a nice guy, too.
Charming, funny. Yep. He was getting the host all giggly and just being John Hammy.
Mm-hmm. Apart from that, who else? I saw a ton of pictures. So
We said like the random one was we met Jeff Dowd, who is the real Big Lebowski.
Okay, yes. All right.
So basically, the Coen brothers based the Big LeBig off of Jeff Dowd.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about this guy.
I don't either. That's why I'm kind of fascinated.
Okay, so this is how the Jeff Dowd story goes. So we're on break, we're eating at, I'll give him a shout out, we're eating at Wasatch Brewery. So we're like eating, and then like we're sitting, and this guy just like abruptly walks in, and he's staring over us at the TV over our table, but he won't move. He's just staring, and he's got his hands crossed, and we're just like looking up like, who the fuck is this guy?
He's looking at you or looking
he's
at
looking at the TV. He's watching okay. It was one of the it was the Green Bay Packers game. So he's watching the Green Bay Packers game.
All right, fair enough.
And all of a sudden he's like takes off his jacket and he throws his jacket on a chair and he sits down and his larger friend with an old dog comes over and sits down. And the funniest thing is like the hostess walks over and she's just like, "Sir, you can't wait for a table sitting at a table." And we look at each other and he's like, "Well," he goes, "my friend has bad legs, so we got to sit down somewhere." And they sit down, and they just fucking ghost this woman. So she, like, sighs and walks away, and I'm looking at my friend. I'm like, that was some ballsy-ass shit.
So, yeah, that's what he got his table before anybody else because he has bad knees.
So finally the waitress comes over. She's kind of pissed off. He basically breaks the rules. He won't go to the hostess stand. He goes and just grabs a seat. So this guy, the Jeff Dowd guy, walks away, and it's just this other guy sitting. Our buddy Ty is with us.
Yeah.
And we strike up this conversation with this guy like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" He's like, "We're trying to sell a movie. We haven't finished it yet."
But of course.
That's what everybody's doing at Sundance. So all of a sudden he goes, "Yeah, I'm here with Jeff Dowd." He's like, he was who they based the Big Lebowski off of. The minute they said that, I was just like, of course that's who that fucking guy right. was. That was so doodly of him to just say, fuck a hostess and sit down.
It's cool, man. I'm
and then down. He came back and he was just sitting there. They were so funny. They were like, "What's that?" Like, they would just ask us what we ate. Like, "What did you order? What's that? What's that?"
It started just asking you
questions?
Yeah,
just being all like, getting all involved in our shit. But, you know, he was a pretty cordial guy and did like a picture with us. And
so
he was
just chill?
Loving it.
Was he
was exactly
he was dude like
he was the dude? He was as doodly as the dude could be, man.
So okay, so I never
it.
Even
I love it.
I never even knew that movie was based on an actual
a real
guy.
Dude.
Absolutely.
So what's his story? Like, where did the Coen brothers come across him? Was he already famous? I don't
know. They yeah, just
Ty, you're a bit of an aficionado.
Yeah,
do
you
know
the official story?
I don't think. He was like a friend of a friend of theirs,
okay. Okay.
From what I remember. Okay. But they had been around him a bunch of times and were just kind of astounded by his whole thing.
Persona.
His aesthetic.
I mean, and you saw him. You look at him. He's exactly
as
as what Bridges looked like in the movie. Hair.
But fatter.
And you saw him in the picture. He looked fucking blown away, yeah. Dude. He just looked all fucked up.
It's Grisham won't stand, man.
But super chill dude, and he was the dude, man. He was just like walking around Park City being himself.
I wouldn't have been able to speak. I just wouldn't.
Really? Would you have been that starstruck with
well,
him?
Well, it's not exactly. Yeah, I love the dude so much. Yeah. I am the dude. You're a fucking Lebowski. I'm the dude, man.
Yeah, no,
no, I agree, Ty. And I feel like after I knew it was him, I was a little taken aback. I was like, man, that's pretty. Like, this guy, a big ass movie got made after this guy, and he is a carbon copy of.
And he hasn't
Jeff
changed
Lebowski.
His ways.
Did he light a joint in the restaurant? Or
no,
anything?
Again, he just kind of
white Russian.
He just kind of owned his shit. He was just like, I'm the dude, man.
Now, let me ask you this: do you think there's a sense because okay, the dude, you take this like carefree lifestyle, right? Like you would describe it as carefree. How else would you describe the lifestyle?
No, I mean,
burnout.
I'm sure he doesn't really do a lot.
Right.
He probably
lazy,
makes,
kind of slackerish.
He
but
still has money stored away from being a
living very
roadie.
Free. Living
now,
free.
Now let me ask you this. Do you feel
you
like,
make money doing that?
Do you think that there's? Do you think there's a sense of entitlement and egotism a little bit? When you are that carefree, because it's almost as if like the rest of the world doesn't matter. I'm just kind of doing whatever I fucking want to do. And that is that. Do you see that side at all? Or am I the only one?
I feel like people like that almost have a disposition where they say it's my world and you're living in it, you know, kind of thing.
It just seems
that,
a little selfish.
I can see, well, sure. I can see where that seems that way.
I don't know, man. I don't think he
Of course you don't know, but
I know I live that, but you
Yeah, Ty is that. Ty, that's perfect Ty.
And I'm not calling you, well, I guess I am in a sense, but
I'm a little selfish.
Yeah, it's
we all are. It's fine.
A little bit. Sure.
We all are, but having that just era of not giving a shit at all about anything is sort of, I don't know, it's sort of an egotistical selfish thing in my eyes. Like, wouldn't you want to I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say here, but it's a case of just, for me, if you live your life so, it's almost like the reverse of a punk rocker when a punk rocker, right? Hear me out.
Crusty punk? What are we talking?
Yeah, there's many levels of punk.
And there are, but
like gutter
you get
punk?
You get somebody that's so anti-authority that they or anti-establishment rather that they start doing things because they're punk, not because they want to do them. Like they dress a certain way because they want to dress a certain way. Yeah. It's like a self-fulfilling thing, and by its very definition, then becomes establishment. Right? Okay. I find it almost the same way with the slacker. It's like I just don't do what the rest of the world does. Yeah. So therefore, that's just too. You getting it all what I'm putting down?
Yeah, totally.
You know, but, you know, the dude abides.
And you really can't beat that argument.
I'm a Zen dudist, man, and not being able to worry and complain about a bunch of shit, it's kind of nice. Do a J.
I think that's a myth, though. I don't think that there's anybody in this world that can live completely like that. I feel like there's almost a bit of an act going on with all that. I feel like you have to put on a bit of that act and sort of, because there's no way that this dude is that chill 24/7 all the time. He's a human being like the rest of us and gets frustrated someone takes his parking space or, someone cuts him off on the road or what have you, you know? Like,
yeah, but the dude's, he's like Jesus, man, but he's the dude. He just wears a different robe. He's special in his...
A bathrobe.
He's special in his affinity to not have to do shit.
Fair enough.
I just think it bounces off him easier, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe
I think he's
it.
Impenetrable. In a way.
But
and you can see a guy like that, that within 0.5 seconds of even having a realization of who he was, all the events prior just made perfect fucking sense. You know what I mean? You're just like, of fucking course this guy doesn't abide by rules.
Right?
He is the rule.
Yeah. If anybody still used checks, I would love to, like, write that 83 cent check.
Yeah, but you can, Ty.
Milk.
But you can.
I could.
Ty. I actually do use checks. I pay my rent. I have a checkbook just so I can pay rent, but that's about
you
it.
You should buy a gallon of milk for like 83 cents.
Go buy a pack of smokes with a check.
I should do that.
And write in the memo, cancer.
But Ty, as much as you identify with the dude and his dudeliness, you get mad at things.
Yeah,
you get undoodly.
Yeah,
right?
And Ty does get undoodly.
Shut up, fucker.
See? That's undoodly. Point in case.
It's true.
You're out of your element, Tom.
I'm practicing.
He's half dude, half lizard. You can't expect him to be full dude.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point. You do have the lizard genes mixed in, so that kind of,
I cannot disclose my lizard genes, but I'll talk about dudism all you like.
The big Litzowski.
Something else we can do while we have so many listeners in the chat, and thank you for tuning in, everybody. It's awesome to see these
big numbers.
And Mixler loving us as well. But if you're listening live and you do want to participate in the conversation and give us a call, you can do so at
321-332-0186.
If you want to talk to Tom's mustache, press 1. If you want to talk to Zach's mustache, press 2 now.
Or you can, of course, Skype us over at Ono Radio Show. It's something you can do. Speaking of, I think I just mentioned something about people cutting you off in parking spaces. I didn't get cut off at work the other day, but I did see something just rather unusual. And I could tell it was one of these cold days. I could tell this had just happened pretty recently because it was a cold day and there was steam coming up off of what this person had chucked out of their car. Now, you know, some people are animals, and this is a pet peeve of mine in general in parking lots. They'll basically, you know, have some trash, maybe a fast food thing.
Littering in general is a pet peeve.
But they think it's okay because they can just, like, throw it out of their car in the parking lot or something.
That's the laziest piece of shit move.
It's awful. Trust me.
Fucking 20 feet to the nearest trash can.
Yeah. And where I was parking at my job, there are trash cans within the parking lot. Like, you can literally get out of your car with your trash, and by the time you get to where you need to go to, like, get through
on
the gate,
your way, yeah,
on your way, there's a trash can. So I'm like, okay, this is fucked up, and I see it all the time. It'll be bags of chips. It'll be fucking
animals.
It'll be, you know, I've seen a diaper there before.
A doo doo diaper.
A doo 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 doo
diaper.
Diaper.
Wait, what? A dude that was going to work had a doo doo diaper.
I'm thinking maybe somebody was dropping him off and they had changed it.
Oh, okay.
So
like
it's
that.
A family of savages,
probably.
Feel bad for that kid.
I've seen all myriad of things, especially at my job. I'll see quite frequently near a car, like a couple of bottles of beer, empty bottles of beer.
Beer bottles are kind of acceptable.
That's where I will at least. Yeah. I'll get a slight.
Because you just kind of like set it next to the car next to you.
Right,
like,
exactly.
You know, beer bottles are an exception.
The one thing I will do when I pull up to my spot is I drink my cup of tea in the morning or coffee, whatever. And if I don't finish it all and I'm in a rush, I'm like, I don't want to. I don't take my cup in with me. I dump my cup out.
That's okay.
You know, that's okay.
That's completely
right?
different.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's just liquid. Who cares? Yeah.
Now, here's what I'm saying. I saw on my way into work. I pull up next to this car, and it kind of the way the spaces are. You got to, of course, like walk sort of around like a little sidewalk area, and then through a spot where there would be another couple cars parked.
Yeah.
Well, where those couple of cars are parked, in between the two cars, somebody had must have just had a snack on the way to work or what have you. There were two corn on the cob cobs that he had eaten.
Wait, that was Ty? It was Ty. Did you get a gig at the factory?
Did Ty drop you off to work?
When did I become the corn
I don't
guy?
Know, man. I feel like you get down on some corn
that
on the cob.
That seems just like a super Wisconsin though. Move, honestly.
No,
it's got to be fresh, sweet.
No, that's
butter.
Was it at least on a fucking stick?
No stick.
Well, they would pocket the sticks.
It was two. Like,
what an animal! What were they? Six? A fucking squirrel?
I'm just thinking of all the foods that you can eat in the car.
The corn on the cob.
Corn on the two. Two.
For one, that's a two-hander cobs? Right there.
They were, I mean, not that big, but they were, yeah, like
that person
six,
is
8 inches, something
okay,
like that.
Okay.
That person is an
questions.
Incredible knee driver.
Did you look at the cobs? Did they do a good job eating them?
Was
did they leave
clean?
Some kernels
clean.
Behind?
Yeah.
No, they were completely clean.
Oh, they were.
This guy knew what he was
clean,
doing. He
huh?
was a professional corn cob eater.
Did he eat some of the cob? Did he go too hard, or was it just kernel?
What do you mean?
Like, did he? Was it like fucking raw? Did he like go to town on that thing?
Oh, he went to town on that motherfucker.
You
two
with
of
some
them.
Fucking animals.
Two
man.
Of them.
I hope he enjoyed them.
I don't know why.
Is this like breakfast time too?
Yeah, it's breakfast time. It's like 9:30 in the fucking morning.
That's a complete breakfast.
And I could tell
dude,
they were
eggs
fresh.
And corn on the cob.
Like
and
I was saying,
jam.
Like I was saying, I could tell they were fresh because it was a cold day, and there was still
put some
heat.
Maple syrup
there was
on
still
corn?
Steam and heat coming off of the cob.
So he ate a hot corn.
He
on the
ate
cob.
Some hot
he
corn on his way to work.
He cooked them on the way.
Dude, all the questions.
I'll be honest with you, like though, that does not cease to amaze me. I, at one point in my life, actually sat next to a person on a plane that took out a corn on the cob and ate it next to me. All wrapped
no
up in the foil.
Way.
I swear to fucking God,
no
dude.
That's
this
awesome.
This was way before if I could have
I
Snapchatted it or something. It was out of, I couldn't, it was a Japanese woman, and she unfoiled this corn on the cob, and she ate that fucking entire corn on the cob next to me in
that's
the fucking
awesome.
Plane.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone eat corn on the cob in public. Yeah.
And she enjoyed every savory nibble of it.
Can I ask the race of this person?
I told
she's
you
Japanese?
She was like,
she was
Japanese.
She was
yeah.
Japanese.
Yeah,
which I wouldn't guess. They're not
no,
corn. They're not big corn.
Boy,
people.
Did she love that corn on the cob.
I'm if I'm going corn eaters,
like
I'm going white guy or black guy.
No, white guy or Mexican?
Mexican. Listen, or Native American.
Listen,
corn on the
anybody
see,
can
no.
like corn, Hitler.
Dude, Mexicans make that special Mexican street corn,
ooh,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not on the cob.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
They,
ooh, yeah.
they like fire it and stuff.
I tell you, maybe, perhaps I'm not
you
familiar.
Get down
you
know, on that.
You know, I could. It sounds good,
dude. The Cholos eat that on the streets,
you know,
of LA,
good,
man.
A good corn on the cob in town. Check out Pig Floyd's, man.
Oh, yeah, they got some good
I've never
corn
eaten there.
On the
they got the corn on the cob, and they throw some. I don't know, it's like a cheese.
They do it
but
Mexican
it's super
style.
Yeah, it's got like a shredded cheese, like a. I don't know what type of cheese it is.
Who
it's
doesn't like
out.
Corn though?
Yeah.
I wish they were full cobs. It's
I
only
love
like
corn.
A quarter cob.
Yeah, it's like
I want a big
yeah,
cob.
It might be a half cob.
Give me all the cob.
You never go. You never go.
Never go full
never
cob.
Go full cob.
You always go full cob.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking corn on the other
yeah. yeah. But
it's
not just
talk.
Any corn. We're
cob.
Talking cob
Bob,
corn.
Bob, Bob, Bob.
Now eating corn on the cob with a mustache would not be fun.
No, I can
dude,
imagine.
My mustache would be
I feel
buttery.
Like it would be so salty.
Buttery as fuck.
Yeah, but you
listen,
just,
no
you
one wants
the,
a salty
and then
I
just
stash.
Be, yeah, I'd be fucking chewing on my lips. Stash.
Actually, you know what I would do? I want to butter up my stash so it actually pre-butters it as I'm eating it.
Ooh,
that's
that
a
is,
smart idea.
And that's how mustachers think.
Now, I feel like you're
it's a utilitarian
it's
thing at this
it's
point.
A tool. It's a use tool. Use it. Yeah. Utilize
I,
it.
Yeah. I do feel like you're kind of a pussy if you use those stick things at the end of the cob.
Complete agreement.
You, if you, you know, that's a woman's.
That is a very womanly thing.
Sometimes
you got to grab your corn.
You eat
you
that
just,
fucking
just
corn.
Get the corn.
That shit can be hot.
I grew
grab
up with
that,
that shit.
Grab that cob.
My corn holders were little pieces of corn.
Oh, yeah.
I know exactly why mom had
it. And that's even more arrogance. You're going to stab it with a little plastic
with itself.
Piece of
nah.
yep.
That's for your liberal.
I got little
fuck you,
that's you
and gonna your novelty bullshit.
Nah, people that use those are liberal snowflakes. We all know that. They're complete.
Alt-righters.
Oh, no. They're very left-wing. They, yeah. Yeah, they only believe in the facts, not the alternative ones.
Little Hitler corn holders.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the other way around. I'm saying they're very snowflakey, very, you know.
Yeah, eat that fucking corn.
Eat
you don't
the
need
corn.
Those little sticks.
I know some
who
hateful corn
you?
Eaters. I don't know about you.
Oh, hate corn? I don't know about
hate
corn. Hate
corn, bro. So filled with hate.
Oh, God. What was I going to do? Oh, that's what I was going to do, because it is about that time we do it. Guys, it's time for some clips.
Clips. Beep, 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 beep. You know you want them, baby.
We want
them. You know we got them, baby.
We got them.
You know you want them, baby.
You, want them.
You know we got them, baby.
Corn!
You know
corn.
We got them, baby.
Leap.
Corn!
I will say that I didn't know what to do when I did encounter the corn.
I hope every
well,
clip today is somebody eating
clip.
Corn on the cob. Just and we'll not. Just we'll just critique their
technique. Yeah. No, I didn't know what to do. I was so confused and it was tired. It was early in the morning and I saw the corn. I knew it wasn't
that's
right because it was littering
like,
and I was mad. And then
you
I
didn't
was,
think about it until like
I,
an hour later.
I kicked them. I straight up just fucking kicked them. One of the corn cobs went under one car. One of the corn cobs went under another.
No, that's a good move. I would have done the same.
I was just so mad.
Stupid corn.
This week,
stupid
corn. Motherfuckers.
Oh No Radio Show brings you clips on the cob.
Clips on the cob. So yeah, this week I do have quite a myriad of awesomeness.
Oh, wow.
that we have to work with here. hang on. The one shit. Did I not pull that one correctly? All right, that's fine. I'll work on it.
If it's the one
it,
that I just read the caption on, I'm really looking forward to it.
Don't worry. We're getting there. Which one did you want to start with?
Wow.
Ugly God, I beat my meat.
Yeah.
He really wants to beat his meat.
Out of the gate.
Zach is elected to go with Ugly. Do you guys familiar with Ugly God?
I'm not.
You enchant me.
Ugly God is a rapper, and that is his name. Ugly God.
It's a good rap name.
It's his rap name. This is his song, I Beat My Meat. You guys are going to love this.
Yo, ugly guy, bro, get at me on my social media. Facebook.com/I'mRealUgly, YouTube, I'mRealUgly, Kick, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter.
First off, this whole music video is being shot outside of a 7-Eleven. I will point that out. That looks like a 7-Eleven to you, right?
Yeah, a little corner store.
All right, so here we go.
You think I'm ugly except my phone number.
Like right next to a red box.
Because I can't, nigga, gang. Bitch, I be my meat. Give a fuck about what you think. I know all up in my sheets. Bitch, my swag is so complete. Yellow bone, nigga, ugly. God gon' lick her feet. And I'm always getting pussy, but I'm still gon' beat my meat. I beat my meat. I beat my meat. I beat my meat.
can dance pretty good.
I agree. I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
I can vibe.
Somebody finally found something cool to do with that fucking ringtone. I eat
ass, I'm never starving. Goddamn. He eats ass, he's never starving. Goddamn.
Ugly God just cursed himself. That's my jam. I go fuck Beyonce, but
I'd rather use my hand. Say, I mean,
I'd rather fuck Beyonce. I'm just gonna be honest
with you.
Yeah.
I'd probably fuck Beyonce before jerking off.
But that it teaches own. Bitch, I beat my meat, I take my dick out on a date. I know all up in my face, trying to save the human race.
Bitch, wanna be my meat. This just guy likes just let me beating off. Don't upload no twerk
video, I'm just gonna beat my meat to it. So the dude just did a dance move where he was jacking off. That's the porn up on your TV. Uh-oh. I got your girl dripping out her panties like Fiji. Lotion in my hand, so my palms a little greasy. Young ugly guy split her legs like a kiwi. I took that nigga bitch, so now he wants a peace treaty. Bitch, I got that bitch.
Is anybody else looking at their phone? Believe me,
right.
Until I power up on that booty like Luigi.
He's got some good liners in there.
Not bad.
How much,
dude? Compared to the fucking rap music that's out there, this is not even close to like the horrible.
Yeah, you're right.
Horrible.
How much? You're actually right about that.
How much like do you want to bet one of his friends is actually working at that 7-Eleven? Right. Or somebody in there is fucking pissed off.
Do it on my break.
Like that dude just ran in to cash somebody out.
Do you want to hear some more Ugly God?
Of course, I
got another track for
Hit
you.
Me with
I
it.
Want Ugly God to call in. I want to talk to Ugly God.
Ugly God, please call in if you're listening.
I'm sure there's a payphone at that 7-Eleven where you are.
Yeah. Or just ask the manager if you can use
your
one behind the counter.
He'll give you his burner.
They let you do that.
What's this one called?
This one's called Water. This one has
A little storyline
going on.
Don't get deep on us, Ugly God.
It's in another language, though, so we might have to read the subtitles.
What?
I was a little confused about that myself. Hmm. Here we go.
UG?
You know Ugly God? Yeah, that gay nigga? Yeah, that man left me with the work. How much did he take? Like 1,000? I need you to solve that. Here's a gun. You know I'll fix anything. I can handle anything, my nigga.
He's got some crazy guns on the table there.
I was just reading the thing.
You should have just replaced it with corn on the cuff.
Here's Ugly God, though.
Of course he's got. Of course he's got just random chicks at his house all dressed up like that. I drip on your bitch like water. I splash on your bitch with the water. I feel like I'm 21 Savage. Is he on a lake? Fucking
your daughter. Yeah, he is.
What gangster is on a lake? I splash on your bitch with the water. I feel like I'm 21 Savage. I pull up and fucking your daughter.
Whoa. Water. Yeah, water. Water.
Drop that bass.
Water.
Okay.
Water.
What?
Water.
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 I drip in your bitch like water.
Oh, he's sucking
licking titties?
Water.
Water. Water.
Water on my bitch, I keep if this is teaching me like anything, it's we need to hydrate more.
Me, right now. Skins and the red
ugly guy, wrap your bitch up like some headphones. You say I ain't shit, bitch.
What is that? What's on his head? Well, no.
I ain't got
what was that white
no
kid doing there?
There's so many questions.
No, what's on that hat? What's on that hat?
I don't know. He's got some baller hats. Luigi hat.
Oh, and we should remake this for you, but we'll call it beer.
Beer.
We'll just keep talking about beer drinking.
He's got like a puppy.
I think you got a good idea.
Ty, can you line up the bitches?
Yeah.
We can get some bitches.
All right, cool. Can we just shoot it in your pool?
You got a boat?
Yeah.
You just shoot it in your pool.
I drip on your bitch like water. I splash on your bitch with the water. I feel like I'm 21.
Okay, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, no. That track, not as good.
More, I like Beat My Meat better.
Beat My Meat was where it was. You know what? He peaked at Beat My Meat.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
That's fine.
Sorry, brah.
You know how they got all these animes out there now these days?
All these animes.
I've never been a big fan of the anime.
I've never watched
any of it.
What I have learned just through internet culture, though, is a lot of times because they're all like Japanese, a lot of times the voiceover acting when they do the English dubs or what have you is quite comical.
It's the best.
This one, however, is... just takes the cake. This is a black guy in an anime. So you can imagine there's like a thug that's gonna come out, and he's like a big black thugster guy.
Dubbing over.
And you just hear the voice that they chose to elect to use for him. Hey, hang on. This is Japanese
skinny punky guy.
Yeah, got a shirt that says "fuck you."
He's just walking down the street, going to Red Lobster.
Oh, Red Lobster! They got them biscuits.
Ooh. Oh, check out them lobsters. Oh, look at that.
Bay biscuits.
See, he's just fucking with the lobster outside the restaurant.
You're laughing all girly.
He's dipping his finger in the tank and poking the lobster.
Hey, they don't have the rubber band.
Oh, shit. He got bit by the lobster.
He got the claw.
Is that the guy?
No. Wait for it. Here's the black. Now.
All right,
Enter frame. How would you describe this guy?
A jacked black dude.
Black.
Very Suge Knight-y.
Yeah, Suge Knight. For sure.
He's bald. He's got a crazy beard with some shades.
All right, so check out
a big old chain.
He looks like a character from Boondocks.
He does. That's very well put. Right, so yeah, that's check out his voice.
Hmm. Hey, what the fuck? You got a fucking problem?
He sounded white.
I'm living shit out of you, you dumbass freaky tourist.
Wait, so it is a white guy?
Yes.
Oh.
I'll knock your fucking head off.
Yes. I'll knock your fucking head off, man.
It's like you. It's like you did the voice.
Don't touch the lobster, bro.
How long you been working on this?
I'm gonna call my homies.
Hang on.
This
is great.
You want more, huh? Say hi to people in Jersey for me.
The head of those people in Jersey for me.
Wow.
I don't get it. Why'd they pick a white guy?
Yeah, they missed the mark on that. Maybe.
Listen, they're a little out of touch.
And he didn't even try to do
black scent. See, at least if I was doing that gig as a voiceover artist, they hired me to do it, is like, okay, you could at least do, hey, brother, you know? Like,
you're not the Hulk.
I think we need to stereotype it up a little more.
But the Hulk would have been better. I mean,
give it some husk.
A little more realistic.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you would at least jazzed it up a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That was super white.
Yeah,
that was whitewashed.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll move on a little bit here. We're not going to get to all of these today, obviously, but I did come across something that existed in 1979 and was an action film that you will all love. Remember a few weeks back when we went and explored that little dude that was like the James Bond ripoff, the Bollywood movies?
What was his name?
Oh, I watched it too.
We'll post it. We'll forget.
Son of a.
Yeah, it's fine. This is from the same sort of era of terrible B, C, D movie action films. This is called Mr. No Legs, and this existed in 1979.
Is it as advertised?
This is the trailer for the movie, man.
You are about to see scenes from an unusual film about an amazing man.
What? Planking push-ups, no legs.
He's got no legs. He's got a wheelchair, but he's a badass.
That is kind of like him. That's crazy.
Yo.
And we really can't blame Andy for not wanting to take a leave of absence, can we, sir?
Well, under the circumstances, would you?
It's like a bad
until
porn.
After I got is the it? Killer, sir.
I have no clue what's going on.
No one knows what's going
is
he, on.
Is No Legs a cop? Take
care of yeah. I think No Legs is a cop.
This man who called me. I don't have to beat him up, I just pay him money. Says there's a leak in your territory.
Yeah. Oh, Tom.
There's a lot of good mustaches in this.
Yeah, this is solid mustache.
Oh, yeah. That's a solid mustache.
That's a real man right there.
Mm-hmm.
Good, nice stash.
It's very bushy.
Like this guy? I don't think
I haven't not seen a mustache.
Yeah.
Mr. No Legs, I think, drives like a goddamn maniac.
How does he drive?
With his hands.
Is that Mr.
Oh. Is that an Excalibur?
What? It looks like
the car.
That guy is destroying a car with like a novelty sword.
I want to describe this to our listeners, but insane. I have no clue what's going on.
It's undescribable. You just have to watch the link up in the chat.
It's just like it sounds, being kind of like a weird cheesy porn without actually any porn.
That's about right.
Yeah, there's no penetration.
And not even legs.
there's no tits. There's so many mustaches. It's incredible. Mustache.
And yet the whole movie is built on Mr.
Mustache.
Yeah, okay, so there he is finally.
Oh, he's swimming?
There's very little scenes even with the main star of the film, Mr. No Legs.
Mr. No Legs shouldn't swim.
That's Mr. No Legs.
Oh shit.
Dude, that was
worth the whole thing.
Yeah.
I want to see that again.
So basically he had a wheelchair and it looked like he busted down the armrests on his wheelchair and they become two double barrel shotguns.
Clank.
That's like some fucking Quentin Tarantino shit.
That's pretty badass.
That was sick, bro.
Glad you liked it.
Mr. No Legs.
All right.
Is there like a Blu-ray transfer of that somewhere?
Straight to Blu-ray.
I gotta find it
4K
real quick.
4K UHD, Mr. No Legs.
It's going to be right here. Guys, did you know that back in the 90s, Joe Pesci, you all know Joe Pesci.
Who the fuck doesn't?
Joe Pesci, back in the 90s, had a rap album.
What?
Pesci.
Would you like to hear the main single off the album, Wise Guy?
That's
the album name, Wise Guy?
Uh-huh.
Wise Guy.
The
Toyotes.
It's, okay, guys.
90s, you say?
It's 90s. It's probably...
Actually, he made a run for it in the 90s. He had a lot of fucking movies,
man. A lot of irons in the fire.
Home Alone. Remember that movie, The Soup? Where he was like the supervisor of the fucking New York apartment?
I don't think I ever saw that.
What was the other one?
Eggheads in a Duffel Bag, right?
Was it Goodfellas?
He was fucking my cousin Vinny, dude. My cousin Vinny.
That's right. Yeah, of course.
Was he in Goodfellas? Wasn't he the...
Yeah, he was in Goodfellas.
Use that line, man.
His mom makes him all fucking dinner and shit.
So, here we go. This is his track, Wise Guy. You're going to love it.
Did your daddy get you?
It's a digi daddy get you.
What?
It's pretty awesome.
It's a digi daddy get you. Hey, paid with a stash. Treat all my bronze like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk to class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash. Fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I went in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Supermodels, one on each arm.
Brunette,
the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds. So I whacked them both and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe. Catch Joe at the fight sitting in the first row. Everybody follows when I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know I'm a wise guy.
Joe Pesci.
Wow. It's a wise guy.
Spin.
You kind of want to jam it, but.
Yeah.
So close to being awesome.
It's bad.
Close.
Does Robert De Niro have a verse?
It's a good day for a drive-by? That's a pretty cool
I'm
good
a wise guy.
He's a wise guy.
I just stop by with a couple of guys. And I take your eyes. Cause I'm a wise guy.
I dig your eyes.
I'm a wise guy.
That's a man,
fat like my wallet's fat. Catch Joe in Bermuda, throwing him back. Sipping on tequila with a straw hat. Put the press on hold, tell him I call him back. Tollway zones, I don't get a ticket. Any crime committed, Pesci's acquitted. I'm a good fella, I'll tell you if I did it. Freak scenes with your wife last time I hit it. Cause I'm more man than you'll ever be. And it was probably your wife in bed with me.
That Blondie ripoff track.
Yeah, dude, it's totally the sample from Rapture, isn't it?
Someone to whack. Wow.
They totally
spit. Totally that. Fat Five Freddy. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's
still kind of hot.
Lovely day in the neighborhood. Lovely day in the neighborhood for a drive-by.
When is it
beautiful out? They're probably in Florida.
Prime drive-by weather.
Come on, that is a clip. That is a clip and a half. Right there.
It is, man.
That this is.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah, I mean, you got to throw some.
I mean, that's when like rap like first started taking off. So people were just trying their luck, you know. Like if I could get some of this money real quick.
I think everybody had a fucking.
I bet you he sold enough of that album to pay for how much he probably put into it.
Yeah, right.
He probably did. Yeah, probably. Yeah. There's this other thing now that
if you see that Pesci at the vinyl store, let me know.
Would you rather hear about French guys that may or may not be aliens, or a guy from the 1970s that lived in New York that dressed like a Viking and made classical music?
Viking.
Jeez, it's a toss up.
Wait, what was the first one?
Two aliens. Twins that are French that may or may not be aliens. Due to their plastic surgery.
No, it's the second one.
Yeah. All right, we're going with the Viking? Right.
Viking's a little
Viking.
More
Viking.
Okay,
yeah.
So this guy was like a cultural icon, I guess, back in the 70s. I'd never heard of him until the other day. He's kind of in this sort of scene of like your Lou Reed's, your Andy Warhol's, your, you know, that sort of maybe, you know, that sort of
artistic
time frame.
Scene.
Artistic, yeah, very arts, you know, Greenwich Village, that type of thing. You ever heard of Moondog?
Moondog?
No.
I never come across this guy. From what I've learned, he was a dude from Kansas,
but has
moved to New York, and when he moved to New York, he was blind, by the way, blind.
Has kind of a cult following.
And had a cult following. Like, he was a thing that when you went to New York on vacation in the 70s, you almost went, he was always on the same street corner.
Okay.
And you went and you would go and take a picture with him. Or, you know, like it was
kind of like the
cowboy. It was a thing that you did.
The cowboy there now, yeah.
Right. Like, kind of like the
naked
cowboy. Sure. I think he was kind of like an originator of that, but this dude was like an experimental musician. He did some jazz, did some classical.
Okay.
There's a movie coming out about him, and it's called The Viking of Sixth Avenue. We'll just watch the trailer to give you a better idea what's going on here.
I just wondered if you know who this is.
No, I was wondering myself.
Have you ever heard of Moondog?
I've heard the expression. I don't know what it relates to. Does it relate to him?
He's a musician.
Is he really? What does he play?
This is a real old tune. The guy started off with a beautiful kid who writes poetry and is blind and looks like a Viking. A guy named Moondog.
Moondog.
This is Moondog.
He looks...
Oh, fuck.
Call him the ultimate counterculture figure, a work of living art in New York City.
He looks like a Viking.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
like
he's
like exactly what you would picture a Viking. That's Moondog.
Dude, he's got a spear. He's got a cloak.
Huge
beard. He's got a.
He's
like
got a two-horned
like
helmet.
I like it.
The most famous and probably most photographed street person of his time. He had all of the right views about the Vietnam War, and we naturally assumed that he was a liberal in every case. I had no idea that he was a serious classical composer. I don't think many people did.
Some people thought he was just
not
like
just
some street lunatic, essentially.
Not just a musician, but classical music.
Yeah, the dude is legit. I pulled a couple
of
his...
looks like a fucking wizard, too.
He does. Also,
yeah, I pulled a couple of this his tracks. Here we go.
The only one who knows this ounce of words is just a token.
This
is he who has a ton to tell, but must remain unspoken.
Think it is, yes.
And this is 70s?
Yeah.
I've heard this before.
This one is his most famous track.
Oh,
that
yeah,
has
totally,
been used
dude.
In quite a few things.
Yeah.
Swanky.
Wow. Yeah, it is. It's kind of...
It's got
but
that
you would never guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm trying to say. Is that you would
like
never guess that that,
club,
that kinda... this came from him, really. You know? It's.
Yeah. I could party to that.
It's good. I like it.
Man.
Moondog.
It's like, that's that sexy jazz they play in the all-black clubs back
this,
in the day.
After hearing this, I'm surprised you don't know it, Ty. This is right up your alley, I feel.
To be honest with you, Zach, that's almost what I didn't want to bring it up because I thought I was going to bring it up and be like, oh, Moondog!
Yeah, and then
yeah,
Ty's like,
idiot,
yeah, you don't know about Moondog.
Moondog, right. Man, it's my jam.
Yeah, yeah. We'll play a little bit of one of his other tracks just
they
to give you a
used,
sampling.
They also used Lebowski soundtrack for the background music in the trailer.
Yeah.
I forget who originally did
it's
that.
It's all coming full circle.
Oh, wait, no, wrong one.
I beat my meat.
Featuring Moondog.
It's called Stamping Ground. It's another one of the tracks. It sounds of the city. It's a little bit of an ambience.
Machines were mice and men were lions once upon a time.
Yeah, it's got to be
but
him.
But now that it's the opposite, it's twice upon a time.
I want to hear him read me a book.
Three times upon a time. That track. This isn't him, is it? This track?
This track's him.
This?
Well, I have heard this then. If it's this track, I totally know this shit.
It's more famous than people know. It's one of those things that you don't know the name of, but you've heard a million times.
This is on the Lebowski soundtrack.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
I got that shit on vinyl, dog.
Awesome, dude.
Nice.
So that must be the connection with the trailer and everything,
well,
too.
What
is
a cool fucking
it's
guy
awesome
to have on the coolest fucking movie.
Oh, for
that's
sure.
Right.
Hell yeah. Dude, totally appreciate some Moondog. I always thought about it, too. I'd love to hear more Moondog.
There we go, then. So... maybe you know
that's
what I'll do. Rad. I'll try and find some, and we'll play it on break. When we go to break, we'll play Moondog.
Some Moondog action.
Yeah. I was gonna keep rolling with my Iron Maiden, but Moondog just fits the bill.
Moondog
so.
It up.
I mean, it is, and it's very well recorded. It's very, it's
classical.
Yeah.
It's a jam.
Moondog.
Oh, I like it.
Was a blind.
He was blind.
He
really was
a blind Viking, street Viking.
So, okay, so he was a musician. Did he compose? Was he playing all the instruments?
I don't know. I'd have to actually do my research to find that out, Zach, but
I'm interested.
I am, too. One of the things, because I saw a more of an extended trailer when I was doing a little bit of finding out about this guy, and he apparently used to make a lot of instruments as well. Like, he's got a lot of experimental stuff, and he used to, like, make all these weird asshole, like, fucking instruments. Like,
asshole instruments.
And he's... I didn't need to say that.
I don't know.
But,
anyone.
Like, a blind guy, you know? Like, he would essentially, like, that's what he did. He took pictures on the street, I guess, got donations, had an apartment, and just kind of, like, did his thing, made instruments, and made music. Like,
blind.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with him.
Yeah.
No. Unfortunately, he has
dig him up.
He passed away. I want to say in the 90s he passed away. But
and that's a pretty sweet artist representation. If that's supposed to be him, that's awesome.
No, that's him.
Yeah.
That was
rad as
hell.
Yeah. So
Moondog.
Guys, Moondog. That was the. That's what we ended clips on. There we go.
Clips.
We had them and then got them. We gave them to you, bastards. They were there. We got the clips.
Clips is the only place where you can find Ugly God,
Moondog,
and Joe Pesci, and Moondog all in the same place.
I beat my meat.
Yeah, you beat your meat.
I beat my meat.
It's a nice day for a drive-by.
It is a nice day for a drive-by.
It's pretty nice out.
All right, cool. I think it is about that time that we take a little breather. I need to pee, to be honest with you.
Smoking a pee?
Yeah, smoking a pee, something like that. Fans. Let me go ahead and let me look up some Moondog.
Think they got Moondog on the Apple Musics?
I bet you they do.
I hope it's weirder than anybody expects.
Tom,
look at this. They got fucking
they got all
six,
the Moondog.
Five albums.
Wow. All the Moondog.
Fuck yeah.
That's a lot of Moondog.
I wanted to ask you this, and the film festival that you were at, there was something that both me and Zach were enjoying that you were sending us pictures of, and I guess it's like, is it a tradition that on the red carpet of this thing there's a snowman?
They do. Well, I think it's a thing. Like, there's a there's different theaters all throughout the festival. So there's ones that do all like the bigger premieres, and there's always a press line. So the ongoing gag is once a year, they make a really creepy snowman that everybody just adds to throughout
the period of time.
So it just turns into this fucking monstrosity of a snowman.
The pictures you sent, that was the coolest, creepiest, weirdest.
It looks scary.
But raddest snowman I'd ever seen.
And the shit that they stick in there, like at one point they like must have found like a skeleton, skeleton arms, and they stuck skeleton arms in it, and I don't know where they got the skeleton arms from, to be honest, but
it's Hollywood, man. You don't ask those questions.
And then by the end, it's just a complete disgusting blob of snow, and
I feel
it's
like
indistinguishable.
If Ono Radio Show had a snowman,
that was it.
It personified
ghetto snowman.
Was just missing a mustache.
Yeah, just missing
and
a mustache.
And corn
on the cob.
Exactly. Guys, do you want to listen to some Moondog? Go to break.
Moondog.
Let's do it up. I don't really know which album to go with, so I'm just going to go with the self-titled one. How about that?
Do it.
That sounds about right. Moondog by Moondog here on the Ono Radio Show.
Like
enjoy
it
while we go to break. We will be back in about 10 to 15 minutes. We implore you to stick around. We'll be doing a second segment where today I have some verses.
Yeah.
Nice.
And hopefully you'll be giving us a call. Like, that's you listening right now. Why don't you give us a call?
Yeah. You could even do a voicemail on the break if you don't want
to
really talk
to us. If you're too shy
to
talk to us.
Leave a little voicemail. Tell us what you think.
Or no, just fucking don't do that because the Skype will be up and then it won't go to voicemail. Just keep ringing. So
okay, don't do that.
Just call us in 10 to 15 minutes. Guys,
right.
It's the Ono Radio Show.
Later.
We'll be back in a few.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dreams.
He won't look in the mirror, see an old man now. Does it matter? They survive somehow. They said there's nothing can be done about the situation. He said there's nothing we can do. Sit and wait around for something to occur. Did you know? Did you know? As he stares across the garden, looking at the meadows, wonders if they'll ever grow again.
The song is deep
the
as shit.
Desperation of the situation getting graver, getting ready when the wild wind blows.
Now it's gonna shred.
Have you seen what they said?
And that's right, we're back. A second segment of the Ono Radio Show on a lovely Thursday night here in Orlando, Florida. At least we can say positive things about the weather right now.
It's so pleasant.
It's gorgeous.
Thank Trump for the weather, everybody.
It's very cold.
Make sure we thank Trump. Thank you, Trump, for the weather. Thank you.
Don't thank Trump for anything.
Oh, he controls all. He controls the weather. And, you know.
Yeah, he just signed an executive order to control the weather.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
So, yeah, it's a done deal.
He's signing executive orders left and
left
right.
Left and right. I'm pretty sure one was all about the weather. He's like, I'm gonna
now control
huge.
This. All right, no more politics.
No more. So I got my hair cut last week, and I went to go see Zach's sister, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, did a great job. She was very, very thorough, but almost too thorough. Oh. You ever been in these situations? Okay. So it was the day after last week's show, and I was like, no, I need to get something done. I was looking shaggy. It was looking nasty. It was getting unbearable, like, to style and all that.
Go clean
up
a little bit.
And so I'm like, got to go do it. But I woke up. I was pretty hungover. I'm not going to lie. And I may have had a bit of an upset tummy. And so I go to get my hair cut at, the place where Zach's, sister works. And, she cuts my hair. I make an appointment with her. I do the right thing,
right.
It was all set up, whatever.
Did you get the beer shits?
I had beer shits.
Oh, man.
And so I had already set up the appointment, and I had beer shits, the entire day. I'm like, these will be gone by then. But then it's, a 20, 25-minute drive there from here. And even by the time
20-minute drive from here?
Yeah, if you...
It's 20.
No.
It's 20. It's 20. It's
you gotta
really?
Call that at least 20, yeah.
At the time of day I was going, it was very rush hour-y,
oh,
so
yeah,
yes, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
either way, I get there and I'm already like, oh man, fuck, you know, but whatever, I can tough this out.
You got the mud butt?
It's a haircut. It's a, yeah, I kind of got mud butt. And about midway through the haircut, I got the robe on me. I'm almost like pinching myself in the chair.
The robe? It's not a robe.
Whatever. What
it's
do you
nothing
call it?
Like a robe.
It's a hair robe. That's,
yeah,
I don't
a
know.
Smock
what do you call
is
it?
The best comparison.
Whatever the fuck they call those things. The sheet on me. And, and underneath the sheet, I'm like, I'm almost like pinching my gut, like oh, just like hold out, man. Like you know that when you
start to get the little sweats.
So how far into the cut is this first?
Well,
issue?
The whole cut took an
hour. A while,
but,
yeah.
But it was
she
about
takes her time.
It was
long
about
time to
a.
Hold it.
It was about
that's
30,
a long time.
It was about 30 minutes through.
Okay, so halfway through, you're like,
halfway
I
through,
gotta,
I'm
I
like,
gotta, it's coming.
And what right. I no, but what I said is, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm like, can I just go pee real quick? And then.
So
I mean,
you just said I'm going one when you had to go two.
I did. I lied.
So you had a pee out of your butt.
I did technically pee out of my butt. So I think it counts. But I stunk the fucker up, and you know the place.
It's small.
And it's small.
Was there like a spray in there? Or?
There was a spray thing.
I
want to
hit it hard.
There was
the
a spray.
You got to hit it hard.
I left the fan on. I left the
does
fan on.
Does she know
on.
This?
I can't imagine she didn't twig that I did. But
how long were you in there?
Did it
I would try to be
into
really
the,
quick.
Into the cuttery area?
I tried,
out into that?
But obviously
were you
longer.
Shitting?
Obviously, I was speed shitting, and I was obviously, but obviously in there longer
because
than
you
would have
you
to take a piss. Yeah,
you know what you should have done, Owen? You should have double flushed.
Well, I just didn't. I mean, come on, it's your sister. What am I supposed to do? Like,
dude, I gotta take a shit. Like,
I don't know. I'm not
you
just
know my sister. She don't.
I just came to your salon. I'm halfway through your haircut.
She don't care. She gets to take a break.
Awful person that I've got to take a shit in the middle of my haircut that my
people
bowels,
got a shit dude
oh
yeah people got a shit but what you got to do is if you think it's going to be stinky I've done this before you gotta like the minute you shit flush it
keep
and
your
then
ass,
that, and then do the rest of it
covering.
Afterward yeah like get rid of that don't let that thing fester in the toilet bowl
that's a good call that's a good
it,
call
and was it I'm not gonna get descriptive was it breaching the water
no I don't think so
okay
I don't think
it could have
so.
Been way worse just
it could have been
you.
Way worse
yeah.
There was not much breaching of anything. It was just becoming the water, I think.
Oh.
You know?
Becoming one with the water.
It was a gelatinous soup.
Yeah, it's probably accurate.
That's rot.
And it was
she knows. I feel like she's got it.
I feel like she's
got
it.
Everyone in her
yeah.
Hair.
And then
place,
I felt
shame. They
shamed,
all know.
And then I felt
shame.
And
then you had to sit there for another 30
and then
minutes.
30 minutes to get my hair cut. Well, I'm like, I swear I smelled it too when I was in the
ew.
Chair. I'm like, oh, no, I didn't.
You're just kind of tasting it in the air.
For 30 minutes, you're like, they know.
Well, when I got here's what I knew that's I was in
gnarly.
Trouble. Here's what I knew I was
oh,
in trouble.
You fucked up even more?
No. Is when I went to the bathroom, and it's all like it's all ladies that work there that mostly use this bathroom.
Oh yeah,
but clientele, it's a male clientele, you would say, right? And so when I get there though to the bathroom, which is unoccupied at the time, thank God. The door though was not closed all the way. The door was slightly open, as if you know. Their shit doesn't stink, and they can just flood the – I don't know. But that's when I knew it was going to be different when I then closed the door after. Because you want to leave the – I mean, in my mind, I want to leave the bathroom in the exact state that it was presented to me. So I want to be able to open that door like and turn off the light. But I can't do either of those things. In this situation, I have to leave the fan on, which keeps the light on,
right.
And then
yeah,
I
gotta
and then I
there, yeah.
And then I gotta close the bathroom door behind me. Right, I did the right thing, but it's also a dead giveaway.
Yeah,
that guy just shit in.
Yeah,
like that guy just
yeah,
shit in.
Yeah, that's all. That's later, all the evidence they need.
Before I had left, though, the door was then open. And the fan was off, and I was.
You really analyzed this. You were sitting there for 30 minutes smelling like shit, still getting your haircut, thinking about all the ways that they know you just took a
he's
shit.
All breaking a sweat in his brow.
That's
like,
exactly.
They know,
that's
they know.
Exactly right. That's about it. Yeah. So.
Hoping you don't have to shit again. Probably.
At least you weren't loud. At least it wasn't like, at least you weren't like barking into the bowl.
Oh, I was trying. Or
you
was,
ever do that and then
trying.
You cover it with
it
a
was,
cough? You're like,
all right,
I'm just
going to
cough a few times as I like explode.
Oh, those are the worst. Those are, yeah, those are bad. I had a guy, I took a real good shit at work today, actually. And
I shit a lot at work.
I love shitting at work. It kills time.
Yeah.
You get paid for it. It's great. Yeah. It's more people should do it.
Yeah.
And either way, there was a guy. It was in a very public stall, and there was a guy next to me. I usually don't go to the public stalls.
Yeah,
if you know
if you're
me,
shitting,
if I'm shitting,
if you're pissing, it's all right.
The ones I usually go to just happen to like be occupied this particular day, and like things were going on. So I'm like, God damn it, I was out of options. So I had to be like a goddamn plebeian and shit in the public stall. And so I did. And the guy, this is why I don't do it, because the guy next to me, in the stall next to me, he was in there before I got there. And he was in the handicap stall, so maybe that tells you something. But there was a full conversation going on with himself, and it was very bizarre.
You have a Bluetooth speaker in? What's
up? I don't. It might have been what was going on, but either way, I don't know what's weirder anymore: the guy with the Bluetooth taking a shit in a public restroom, just having a conversation, or if it's an actual guy having a mental episode in the next stall. I don't know.
Right.
What was he talking
about? Yeah, what was he saying?
It was so mixed up.
It wasn't a conversation. It was.
No, I think it was.
It was schizo shit.
It sounded a bit like that.
And this could have been anyone working at the factory?
Technically.
Or attending the factory?
No, anyone working. Gotcha. It was more of a, yes, it was definitely a working type scenario. Me and Barilli stumbled upon the same article this week about a new dating app.
Yeah, ooh. I saw that,
and it's Hater? kind of genius. To give him the rundown, Barilli.
Okay, so they just basically took, there's Tinder, there's I don't know, Match.com. There's all the different ways that you can connect with people.
There's
a million.
This person nailed. I fell on something that I feel we would all truly appreciate. It's all about shit you hate.
Yeah.
Oh, haters. I like it already.
It's hating on shit.
Yeah, all right, this is a product I can get behind.
This is
intro, bro. Dude, bring it back.
There's no video.
No, I'm talking about the products intro, bro.
Oh, you want the products intro?
If you have a good product.
This might be a good product.
You
then.
Could bring it back for this product.
Oh, okay.
Innovation. Space. Yes.
Hating.
Hater.
Products.
Fuck them.
Innovation. Technology.
The only good thing about products.
This intro. Future. Space. Products.
A sign of the times, the latest dating app to enter the busy scene matches people based on the things they hate rather than their similar interests. Be it a hatred of the liberal elite or the alt-right or a mild distaste for slow walkers or gluten-free food, Hater wants its users to bond over the things that get them riled.
Haters are going to hate. Dude, might as well get them together.
I cannot relate more to an app than this app.
This might be the best app I've ever heard of.
Where was this fucking years ago, man?
Fuck GPS, fuck banking, everything. This is the fucking gem right here, dude.
Yeah. I mean, especially for dating,
this is gonna
set the dating world on fire. This is gonna seriously. Yeah. This is the dating. This is a real turning point.
I think we should all just, I have to cut it off. You might have to cut it off with Teresa.
Oh, dude,
I'll cut it off with Hannah.
Catherine's gone.
Yeah, and we'll just all get just on this.
All
app
get on
and we'll slay. We'll dude, kill it.
I've already broken up with her via text. So
I love you, baby.
What would be the top of your list of the things that you hate on this app if you were on it? Ty, you're the single
haters.
One. What would be your number one hate? Because okay, I'm thinking about
it's
it.
It's tough for me, man. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not a hater of sorts, but I do.
Oh, I'm a hater. I got all the hater qualities. Do you have hater qualities, guys?
Yes.
I mean, don't we all deep down inside?
Apparently Ty does it because he's the dude and he lives fancy free. And he gets to do whatever
shit.
He wants.
You're all hating Lebowski's and I'm the dude.
All right, let me
some of us have bills to
do. What if could you get together? What if a chick really hated Juggalos?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
We can talk about that.
You'd be hating on them Juggalos.
Yeah, that's a match.
See?
That's a swipe.
I mean, yeah, I do hate on
that'd
Juggalos.
That'd be odd, yeah.
But you know what? Juggalos don't really like get involved in my life.
I've never really seen a juggalo.
Like, so
in
like
real life.
I don't have like all right, they're off being juggalos. I look down on juggalos, but I don't hate juggalos. Like they can do their own thing. They can whatever. They're
no, you want to
go
them.
Be juggalos. We can hate on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we can hate on them. Hate,
mimes.
Hate,
hate. Let's hate on some mimes maybe.
Mimes are just being quiet. They're doing the thing.
Yeah, they're
they don't bother
I mean,
me.
I guess
so I don't
maybe
hate
you
them.
Can hate on clowns.
If I've never clowns. I've never been bothered by mimes, so I don't hate them.
Yeah, they don't get like it's not like they hop in front of you and yeah, shit. Like if they did, then I would hate
yeah,
them.
Yeah, then I would hate them and I would list it on my hater them. App.
I would
I'd get matched up with another chick that hated mimes.
I don't despise the fuck out of theme parks, but I'd probably put that on my hate list just because
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah,
I actually want to weed out the girls that are crazy about theme parks.
Yeah,
that's a smart one. There are
that's
certain
a
breed. That's a type.
That is a
okay.
certain breed.
I like your strategy. It's not necessarily that you hate theme parks, but
you don't want to be someone
with
that likes this thing.
That loves theme parks, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you start hating groups of other people, and that's kind of what hating's really about.
It is.
Good racism, like.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But it's, it's no.
I think the genius of it is it
unless
stumbled onto something.
You make it racist, and then I hate
no,
that,
no, no, no.
I hate you.
See, no, no. The thing that's genius about this is it's gone onto its psychological level where it's easier to say something, you know, oh, do you like or dislike? Do you like unicyclists? Guys that ride unicycles.
Obviously.
No.
You know, I hate guys. I don't like people that ride
no,
unicycles.
No, I don't. I don't want to see
I don't like,
that. Like,
I, don't,
I don't care.
I just don't like
I have no
unicycles.
Interest in that. Yeah.
Dudes that juggle
I'm not
on
impressed.
The pier. Fuck you.
Yeah, like no snakes. You know, if you're a snake person, fuck you. I hate snakes. Get out of here.
No, yeah.
I will.
Snakes are cool.
No, they're not. Snakes are not cool.
You and Owen would never have gay sex on
no,
this app.
No. I don't know why we went, or I went gay with it, but I was just saying. You
I
know.
Hate people who like the movie Twilight.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a good one.
They can
that's
all
be
fucking
a top.
Die.
I don't want to talk about Twilight or your love about it.
I bet yeah, right. I want you to not exist in my life.
I bet you the number one thing after this comes out is going to be Nickelback, right?
Fucking Nickelback.
Yeah. I bet that's one of the biggest yeah. groups on the hater.
Yeah,
that's
like everybody hates Nickelback.
You have to put that on your profile. Like if you don't like
and on a serious level a right now, if you are a guy that absolutely hates Trump, you don't want to date a chick that's pro Trump, right?
Yeah. Right.
Trump so you would put
hatred
you would put
have.
Trump yeah. and you know wherever you side on that, I don't really give a fuck, but at this point you would put that on if you felt one way about, you know, one way or the other about
yeah,
something,
sure.
you would put that there so yeah. that you didn't fucking have to deal. I mean, it's just logical. I'd put it there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
I wonder how the profile shit. Is set up on the app. You know, like how does that work? Is it just like all your hates and, you know, nothing that you like on there?
It's, no, it's the same algorithm that's been done forever. It's
just
backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just backwards.
With hate. Yeah, yeah.
And it's sort of genius because it's sometimes
it is genius.
It's easier to say what you hate
it
than
is.
What you love.
And there's something interesting about that because then you learn what somebody really loves.
If you hate football. And,
is that yeah. weird to say, like, well, I don't know, from the thing, I don't know.
Hopefully you get a deeper, you know,
meaning behind
deeper
it.
Context.
It's just, it's going to be like every other dating app. People are just going to fuck on it. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's not going to really revolutionize the
game. Oh, you hate
game.
Trump? I hate Trump too. That's fuck.
That turns yeah. me the fuck on.
And grow carrots. Because that's what liberals do.
You hate quinoa? I fucking hate quinoa. Let's fuck.
Yeah. I do hate, I'm not a big fan. Quinoa, not
it's
a
overrated.
Fan. It's not
I don't
that
like
good.
It. Nah,
I don't know why.
I don't like it
because
I think hipsters embraced it and they ruin everything.
Nah, I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like.
I kinda like
fuck hipsters
until hipsters enjoyed it.
I'm gonna put that on my app, on my profile for
yeah.
on hater.
Is that, yeah,
you
that,
say
that's
fuck?
On the
you
list.
Can, if you like quinoa, you can fuck right
you
off.
You can fuck. Also, if you're a fan of tofu, you can eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah,
you can. Fucking, I get that people can
yeah,
can
really
eat tofu
it.
And you can spice it up and you can tolerate it. But if you like tofu, there's something fucking wrong with you. There's reasons people
if you
have
go
to
out
eat that for like health
eat-
and all. I get that. Fine. If you eat tofu, and even outside of like the vegetarian thing, if you just like tofu,
yeah.
if you're that you are a serial killer. If you're the person that just like actually says you like,
I don't think I've ever actually had tofu.
It's shit.
It's all right.
Yeah,
I've
you
I've
have.
Never
you
tried,
you should
eat
too
Chinese
much
soups
of it.
All the time.
I don't
dude.
Eat that much.
It'll
Chinese
give
food.
You man titties.
I don't eat Chinese
estrogen
food that often.
All I'm saying though is like, you know, fuck certain kinds of people. Like, fuck people that get leftovers and ask for small containers for the fucking condiments. Go fuck yourself.
For the condiments?
Yeah. See,
who does that?
I know people that fucking do that.
A lot of my
what,
profile
for like the
beef.
Little honey mustard that
yes.
comes with your chicken
for the ketchup
wings
that you have in your house, you cheap motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I
people,
hate
do
those
that?
People
do that?
I know
no,
people
it is
that
acceptable.
That.
And
it is a subculture. It is real.
All right. At restaurants, that's unacceptable. But gas stations, that's completely acceptable. You know, I grab, you know, a couple packets extra. You know what I mean? For
no, those
you
are packets. Well, those
yeah,
are there for your
I'm talking yeah. like a small, like
you know,
a tincture of a fucking mayonnaise and mustard and fucking
like
ketchup.
When you get to go something and they yeah. put a little sauce in one of those
it's
little
it's got the little clicky
solo
plastic
things.
Cap on like, it and shit.
Yep.
All right,
I had
yeah.
somebody
they will go
do
to
it.
A restaurant.
I've had
my mind is blown by
I've
this.
Had somebody
I've
do
never,
it
I've never seen
with
this.
Wings, naked wings, and they made them put the hot wing sauce in a fucking like little to-go
container. Most places charge for that shit, though.
If they charge, they should charge.
They
for
do.
That.
Most places do.
Most places do.
Yeah,
and I hope
you,
they
you
that makes
wings,
me feel better about it.
And
you're
I
still
eat
an
a
asshole.
Lot of wings. That's my shit.
He's
like,
still an asshole. Yeah,
hideaway,
that guy was
I get hideaway wings once a week.
Yeah,
hot garlic, 10 wings. Side of fries.
The jam.
Same thing every time.
And I get them wet, and I get a side of fucking blue cheese,
damn
and
right.
an extra you, side of hot garlic sauce.
Fuck all the people on that app that like ranch with their wings.
No,
you can all
blue
fuck
cheese.
Off, girls.
Oh, it's blue cheese all
blue cheese
all day, every
dude,
day.
Dude, I'm a wing man, bro. That's my jam right there.
No, I'm with you guys.
I forget what we were talking about before.
We were talking about hating, but now we like shit
I love,
again.
I'd be like, I don't, that's what I'm saying. On my profile, I don't hate chicken wings.
Yeah. I hate you if you eat your chicken wings with ranch would be on my.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's on the top. That's in, all right.
It's a divider.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust you anymore.
I hate you if you like puppetry.
Puppetry's pretty gay.
Malkovich. It's pretty. It's an awful.
Like
form.
Hand puppets, because puppetry's a bit, you know, broad.
I'm talking more like dumb hand. Like talking like magic.
Because like Team America, like that type of.
No, that shit's
that's
awesome.
Cool, yeah,
that's awesome. And even like true like puppeteers and like
but
no
hand
real
puppets.
Puppeteers. I'm talking hand stupid hand puppets.
That's
I think I just maybe I meant
puppets.
To say I hate ventriloquists. I think that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I hate those assholes.
Yeah,
they're soulless.
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham.
Fuck him. He's got helicopters and shit. From
yeah, he's
his
so
stupid
fucking rich.
Goddamn.
You think he insures all those puppets too?
Dude, they've probably got life insurance on them. And like those things are his like baby.
I can,
like his kids.
I can imagine when Jeff Dunham hires a prostitute, she's got to blow the puppet as well.
The guy's worth so much money. It's insane.
It's crazy.
He's worth more than like Bill Burr and
I'm angry.
All, like,
Bill Burr just put out that new special on Netflix.
Is it out?
Yeah, it's on Netflix now. I haven't watched it yet.
That out.
I'm looking forward
to
that.
Guys, do you want to actually do some verses?
Do it.
Yeah.
Do you want to do it? I think I got a couple this week, and it's going to tie right back into an old thing. So you guys are going to love this. You guys are going to love it. It's verses! So I've been doing themed themed verses
solid.
Now. Yeah, that was
solid.
That was worthy of Eddie from Iron Maiden, who we've been playing.
The
tonight.
Only reason I do this show.
That's it.
That's the reason.
I know. That and to hear products.
I don't know. The theme song.
Just the theme song. That's all you need. That's all you need. Guys, because we were talking about Joe Pesci and his awesome rap career earlier in the show. I figured we would do an all mobster, Hollywood mobster-ish based theme. Thank you, Zach. That's quality work right there.
Cheers.
Hey.
That's for you, Zach. That's for you.
I won versus?
Yeah, you just won it.
Wow.
All right. That's versus.
That's versus.
Decision maker.
Ty, cue the pterodactyl.
We're going all mobster theme. We're going all mobster theme. Then I picked, you know, kind of a... We got some characters. We got people
pitted.
To play. All
yeah.
right. All right. So the first round, I decided because Joe Pesci inspired it, he's going to be in the main event, guys.
Okay.
All right,
so you'll find out who he's going up against at the very end of this. So the first one I decided was the obvious bout that everybody wants to see. Fisticuff to fisticuff, real life, day to day. This is a big time fucking deal. Huge fucking match.
Is this Floyd and...
No, sir. No. We're doing all mobster theme tonight.
Gangster.
Al Pacino versus Robert De Niro.
Oh, okay.
Bobby D and the Pachi. Man.
It's a superstar studded match. Yeah. I mean, that is a match
like,
for
I
the
want
ages.
Both them to win.
I think Pacino may edge out De Niro as how many times he's portrayed a possible gangster / mobster.
Pacino, yeah.
De Niro has a little bit more catalog. It's true. More different catalog.
No, he just disagreed with you.
Yeah, I thought Pacino would.
But
I think De Niro has
like more breadth as an actor. Yeah.
Different well,
okay.
I mean, Pacino's ran the gamut. Classically, they're both amazing actors. That's fine.
We're not talking that. They're acting skills.
But as a gangster,
battle to the death.
Pacino.
I don't know, man.
Pacino was Carlito. He was Scarface. Yeah. He was Michael Corleone. Come on, man. Those are like when you talk about gangsters, those are three names that ring true all the time.
But I think he cuts into you and he fucking makes you feel like some shit and really
like a
talks
piece of
a
shit.
Real mean game in the beginning of the match.
Fuck
and then
that.
Robert De Niro fucking.
Nah, fuck that. Pacino all the way, dude.
Yeah.
All the way.
I was thinking Pacino.
Can't beat Scarface, dude.
No?
You can't beat it.
I mean, it's...
I mean, Godfather 2 for me was...
Godfather!
That's the shit.
Yeah, Godfather.
All right.
So good.
We're going Pacino.
All right.
It was...
I can't help but disagree.
It hasn't been said.
It's Pacino.
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 He's also spindly. And I feel like he would be able to... I don't know, especially these days, even in a fist fight. What about like old Robert just in their day to day lives?
Robert De Niro looks like he channels a lot of his anger. So I feel like he would probably physically be a brute.
I feel like he would destroy Pacino in a fist fight. Like a one on one right now. I do.
De Niro's got more muscle, man.
I thought we already rang the bell. We're still talking about it.
He's a bigger guy.
De Niro was Jake.
What are you
Jake
doing?
And fucking Raging Bull too, man.
Yeah.
The bell's been
De Niro
rang.
Got back up and said, "What the fuck?"
After the bell?
Yeah.
I'm still going with Pacino.
Yeah, I'm still Pacino, dude.
Raging Bull is off the record because it's not a gangster
movie. We said gangster. It's not a fucking gangster movie.
See, I disagree from the standpoint that I don't know. De Niro definitely has a weight advantage. He's gonna come in there.
It's
like
a hard right, man. It's gonna be mean.
No, dude.
All right, you three are for Pacino.
Pacino's scrappy. Right.
Still, it's
all right.
Fine.
You got round two.
We got a round two.
Cheney.
Now this goes back, and I'm thinking about the big man. We gotta have the, you know, on every good card, you gotta have the super big guys
the
on there, right? The heavyweights.
Okay.
Today we're gonna go with Marlon Brando versus James Gandolfini.
Oh, Gandolfini.
And both in their prime. Both in their prime.
Gandolfini, man.
You can't ignore the Brando because he did. Yeah. That was the epitome of Brando.
Like, if you want to go mentally crazy, Brando takes it.
Yeah, agreed. But in the fucking fight, I'm with you, Tom, man.
Gandolfini's
just tough.
He will walk up to him, he'll kick in his fucking leg and just
Brando
stomp
wouldn't
on
be able to keep
ground.
Up with Gandolfini.
Nah, I don't think so.
Tony Soprano versus fucking
Don
Vito
Corleone.
But,
man.
These are tough, man.
It is tough. It's hard.
But there's a certain thing about Brando too.
He wouldn't have like he would just have people do it for him. Like
true.
He wouldn't have to
true.
Fight. You know what I mean? Like I don't see Brando having to fight. Like he could just he's got his men lined up.
But they're
up,
both.
Dude.
You understand why I picked them? They're both kingpins.
Yeah,
they're both.
Yeah.
You know, like
as would Gandolfini.
If Gandolfini was around, but when Brando was around,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like you put
Brando
them both in their prime,
his,
you have a younger Brando.
Yeah.
I Brando might have, you know, like I feel like he was tougher.
But you never really saw the younger Brando.
The younger Brando.
Yeah. He was probably fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Well, he was nuts.
I mean, younger Brando, I mean, like you look at him, I mean, he's pretty svet in like Streetcar, Name Desire and
his earlier
stuff. I mean, he was a brute, man. He'd fuck you up.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like so
Gandolfini's gangster, though, man. He's
but Gandolfini, man, he'll throat chop you, man.
I think we all
right, we're going with Gandolfini.
I got a Gandolfini.
I'm gonna go with Marlon Brando.
You're Brandoing?
I want a Brando.
You Brandoed?
Nah.
Shit.
I'm going Brando. I know it's the losing vote. I mean, you got the tie vote, Owen.
Gandalf.
It's Gandalf.
Yeah,
all right.
Ring the bell. I get it.
It's Gandolfini. I still feel like, I don't know, Tony Soprano. He's just,
yeah.
Ugh. All right, so I said that the main event tonight would be Joe Pesci.
Yeah,
Pesci Man.
Versus a secret competitor. Now, Pesci's a certain type of crazy. Would you not agree?
Depeche Mode.
He's got a
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
But he's got that he's got that sneaky, snarly, villainous.
He's
type
a little
of,
fucking bitch.
He's like, he's a weasel. He's a smartass. He's got all that stuff.
He'll
but
stomp
he's,
you.
But
on
he's
the ground.
Crafty.
Yeah,
Pesci's
yeah.
very sneaky. Crafty. He's sneaky very crafty. Sneaky. Sneaky Pesci is what we call him back in the day.
Yeah.
And
who's he up against?
He is up against tonight the most sneaky bastard that I could think of to go up. I purposely thought long and hard who was the right choice for this, especially within the categories of a mobster world. And ladies and gentlemen, there's only one man that can take on Joe Pesci, and that is Steve Buscemi.
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
Wow.
Shem dog?
Equally crazy. Right. So, look at those eyes, man. Well, just
I
look
feel
at those
like
eyes.
If we're basing this on eyes alone, it's a photo finish. They both have crazy
but that
eyes.
Shemmy's eyes.
But Shemmy's eyes could be a weakness, man, because you easily poke those out, dude, and then he's done. Then you just kill him. Then you just snap his neck.
But they are also slightly hypnotizing, so you don't know you'll ever get that far. He might be able to use his eyes to force you to
and
your
Pesci's
knees.
Pesci's really small, man. I feel like Buscemi's got height on him.
I just picture him in Con Air sitting with that little girl that he's about to eat.
I really want to go at a tea party and eat you.
Yeah.
He's such a little scrapper, though, Buscemi. I mean, look at him at Res Dogs, all the gangster shit he's been in.
Buscemi all the way. Never been a fan of Joe Pesci, but Buscemi's the man. Like, he's been in so... I mean, he was in the fucking
Buscemi's
Big Lebowski.
Buscemi's heartless, dude. I mean, look at he guns down Spider and Goodfellas. He's a fucking little prick.
Pesci.
Yeah, that's
heartless.
True. And
he's got
that famous scene
heart.
In Goodfellas where they're at the table and he makes fun of the guy for laughing.
Let us not forget that Joe Pesci has
a... What's the line?
Am I a clown? Do I amuse you?
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget that Joe Pesci has a penchant for trying to kill little kids at Christmas time.
Oh,
true.
Yeah.
That is a very evil thing
to
do.
Evil.
But on the flip, he got beat up by a little kid.
Did. I would be mad, too.
12-year-old or something.
It was
like
his
that.
Gold tooth that did it
in. A little kid
whooped
your
ass, it was the gold tooth that did it in the whole time.
Buscemi ran Boardwalk
Better
Empire.
Better dentistry would have changed Home Alone, by the way.
Buscemi was running Atlantic City, dude, like fucking killing motherfuckers, dude. Uh-huh. He was a bad motherfucker.
Eh? You laughing at me? Eh?
I'm going to go Shem Dog.
I love Steve Buscemi.
You have to.
It's tough.
I fucking love
Steve
Buscemi, but I think in the realm of the gangster fight that we're in,
I think he's gonna be.
I feel like Joe Pesci's gonna break his fucking knee.
Okay.
And
are they given weapons in this fight, or is it just handheld?
Well, it's anything. If anything goes, right? I mean,
just fighting, fisticuffs.
If we're putting the guy, let's take two characters. This is an even better fight. Then we've got Joe Pesci's character from Home Alone versus Steve Buscemi's character in Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir? Oh,
Mr.
Reservoir.
Pink.
Oh, Reservoir. Mr. Pink would have fucked him up.
No, because he was kind of a coward in a lot of it. I mean, he just happened upon those diamonds.
But then
man.
All of a sudden, Steve Buscemi from Airheads comes out and just whoops a little metal ass all over fucking Joe Pesci.
It's Buscemi, dude.
Is it Buscemi? Is
Buscemi.
We, I don't
I'm
know.
Going Buscemi. I love Steve.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Odo Radio Show has
Googly
fully
eyes.
Endorsed
main bout.
Steve
Good.
Buscemi.
Great
yes.
main bout.
Shem Dog.
We got to start charging for verses, man. That,
it's like a pay-per-view event.
It's a pay-per-view.
Pay-per-view verses.
Exactly.
That was a good main bout, Owen.
And I felt good.
Thank you. Guys, it's about that time we wrap things up. I don't know.
Sure.
Is that what we do?
About that time, yeah.
What do we got planned for the next coming weeks? I'll tell you. No,
what if they want to win?
We don't know.
We've been slacking, to be quite honest with you. Tom's been busy. We've not been able to do a couple of things that we need to do. One of those things is get the video out for our last guest, Chuck
McGid. Of the Groove Orient.
Of the Groove Orient. Those are going to be coming out. We'll post those on our channel. You'll see those later.
Sweet.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of updates about that. We've got a guest coming in on the, whatever it is, the last, essentially, Thursday of February. I want to say it's
I feel like
23rd.
This month we got guests coming in every week.
It's going to be busy. Rocket. It's going
to
be busy.
So look forward to that. Yeah, we'll have few but, different guesses.
Yeah, no, we can go ahead and say it. We can say that J Flow from Burn It Down is going to be here.
Burn It Down.
And he's going to...
That's another Orlando podcaster.
Another
right?
Orlando podcaster who happens to just be really down with the hippity hops, and I'm hoping he's going to like teach hippity me hoppity. How to be cool.
Is he going
to
DJ for us?
He might.
I want to know.
Who knows what he wants to do?
Spin some tables.
I think he
should
show you how to freestyle. He should give you like.
Yeah, he's gonna
give him the freestyle.
He told me he was. He told me he was gonna make me.
He's a rapper.
I think he does. He's got a multitude of skills.
Nice.
You should bring up some hot beats.
Is he gonna come here and spit hot fire?
Should I have some fire for him? Waiting for him. Some hot fire.
Damn right.
More fire.
Some hot fire.
I spit hot fire.
I spit hot fire. I love. Oh man, I miss this. Guys, though, so that's what's coming up. We've got new logos on the way. Those are coming up. I'm working with guys. You don't even know about this. I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, we haven't.
I'm now working
update.
I'm now working with multiple graphic designers. Yeah. It's like a whole thing.
Nice.
And we're taking a thing and we're making more of a thing. And so it's gonna be good.
It's a good, we're gonna end up with a thing, and that thing,
you're either gonna like or you're not gonna like, but it still will
be
the
thing. Yeah, it'll be our thing.
It'll be our thing. So, I think I'll leave you with. Oh no, that's what we need to do. Yeah, we're gonna leave people with Joe Pesci, guys. We gotta leave him with Wise Guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best thing we can
do. I'll be vibing to it.
Yeah.
I mean,
even though he got his ass whooped by Steve Buscemi,
we gave Moondogs his plugs. This new up and coming Moondog, right. So we gotta we gotta bump the Pesci.
We gotta sample some Pesci so we can do the Depeche Mode. We gotta just take some of these verses out.
That's the newest mashup.
That's right.
That Blondie track.
We're starting it from the beginning, man. That was halfway through where we stopped it before. No. Not on this show,
Joe
boys.
Pesci.
We start. You get the whole Pesci.
You don't get
partial Pesci. Yeah. There's such a thing as partial Pesci on this show. You get the whole Pesci.
The perfect Pesci.
We're
play that Pesci.
Professionals.
Name of the episode.
Oh.
Guys, it's awesome having you back, Tom.
Thanks, man.
Zach, always a pleasure hanging out with you and Ty.
Always a pleasure.
Until next week.
Hey, eat a bag of
dicks. Treat all my songs like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk with class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash. Fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I went in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds. So I whacked them both and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe. Catch Joe at the fight sitting in the first row. Everybody following, I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know. I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy.